Hello, passengers. I am tipsy, maybe a smidge further than tipsy. And I have my fan on. If you can hear it, I'm really sorry. But if I turn it off, my face will start melting because it's very hot in this room. Anyway, excuse me. Like I said, I've been drinking, and I'm in a bit of a talkative mood, and I wanted to talk to you guys. I know, this is disappointing as fuck. Seth, why the fuck have you not posted since February, and the first time you post, it's while you are drunk and have zero plan for what you're talking about? Listen, I understand your frustration. I'm a depressed piece of shit. No, like, literally, I want to make podcasts more. It's literally, I don't have, it's one of, I can't count, it's one of these things. It's either I don't have the time, or I don't have the energy, or I have no fucking clue what to talk about. You know what I mean? So today, I was like, you know what? There's no better way to get into podcasting again than just saying a bunch of bullshit. I'm kidding, but no, like, seriously, I'm gonna give you a life update. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you about my life. So last podcast, I went on a very sleep deprived ramble about work. That was back in February, like I said, and luckily one of the people I talked about in that podcast no longer works with me. Hell yeah! He fucking quit, which means not only am I allowed to say his name now, that means I can talk mad shit. So, let's get started. His name was Josh. You can already tell it's a train wreck. So, what the fuck is up with Josh? I honestly don't remember what I said in the last podcast. But his personality could be summed up by just saying that he was just trash. Like, he was so impossible to talk to. Like, you couldn't say or do anything around him because he always had some sort of smart aleck, rude, piece of shit thing to say. And I'm very happy to announce that sometime in April, his stupid, big-headed, hairy-armed ass finally fucking quit. And he's gone. And I'm so fucking happy. Like, I thought that I was like, okay, so, you know when you start a new job, or no, when you're in a job, you know when you're working, and somebody new comes along, like, somebody new gets hired, and suddenly the whole workplace changes because they have one of those, like, super toxic personalities that just fucks everything up. That's usually what happens when they're put into, like, a manager position, which, in Josh's case, yeah, he was a supervisor. He was a supervisor, not a manager. It's all the same damn thing to me. Anyway, what the fuck was I saying? Anyway, Josh was a piece of shit, and something that I was afraid of being the new person was stirring up drama, you know? I did everything I could to put up with this asshole. Everything I could. Like, holy shit, I was restraining myself every single goddamn day. Yeah, I'm definitely beyond tipsy now. But anyway, like, what I'm trying to say here is I didn't want to be that asshole that, like, stirs up trouble at work by causing drama. So I did everything I could to make sure that me and Josh didn't have any problems. Like, I just did what he could. I just did what he said to the best of my ability. And, yeah. Turns out, the second this bastard left, everybody was talking shit. Everybody fucking hates this asshole. Everybody, quite literally, every single person, except for, like, one, had a massive problem with Josh. they were like, yeah, he made me cry a couple times, he called me a terrible worker, he was condescending, he was sexist, he was, like, super fucking shitty to every single one of those workers. Anyway, Josh, if you're listening, which you're not, Josh, you are a piece of shit. You are insufferable. Like, even when you were in a good mood, I wanted to bash your head in because you were just insufferably annoying. Like, you would just crack the most, like, just not funny jokes. And you're just not funny. You're not cool. You're not interesting. You're literally the death of every party. You know what I mean? Like, everywhere you go, people just think, ugh, who invited Josh? Why the fuck is he here? Anyway, Josh and people like Josh are, like, they are the reason why this country is going to shit. You know what I mean? Like, they are the soul. I need to stop talking. Anyway, enough about work. I want to talk about the moon for a second. The moon is gorgeous, you guys. You know what I just realized? The same moon that the dinosaurs looked at is the same moon that we have. Every single living being on this planet looked up in that sky and saw the same moon. Holy shit, that's so fucking cool. I don't even know what to say to that. Like, that's just fucking cool. Like, the moon is, like, the moon. I love the moon. I love the moon. The moon is so great. Did you know that when the astronauts like Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, it's going to be really embarrassing if I got their names wrong, when they went on the moon for the first time in 1969, did you know that the first step on the moon by Buzz Aldrin, pretty sure that was Buzz, he stepped on the moon and his footprint is still on the moon. And the reason for that is because the moon has no atmosphere, which means there's no wind, there's no nothing. So it's going to take literally hundreds of thousands of years for that footprint to go away. Did you also know that when every time that we've gone to the moon, we as in like the U.S., and mind you, I am drunk. This is just me regurgitating a bunch of bullshit I researched weeks ago. Anyway, did you know that there's bags of poop on the moon? And the reason for that is astronauts will poop in these bags. And then in order to make a safe trip home, they have to make the spaceship as light as possible. Therefore, they have to get rid of everything that's not absolutely necessary. That includes poop. So, essentially, there's a bunch of human poop on the moon right now, apparently. They're actually not totally sure what happened to it. What if it, like, burned up in the sun? Like, you know how when the sun hits the moon, and, like, that part is, like, super warm, and then the other side of the moon is, like, super cold. Do you think when the sun hit that part with the poop on it, do you think the poop exploded a little bit? Or do you think it, like, burst in flames? Astronauts are so fucking badass, dude. Holy shit. What else has been going on in my life? I haven't been on Twitter in over a month, I think. I'm actually not sure when I stopped being on Twitter. So what happened was I was responding to one of my mutuals about their mother, and I basically said, because their mother is very abusive, as are most parents, and I'm gonna piss some people off by saying that, but I don't care. Anyway, like most parents, they're fucked up, and their mom is incredibly abusive a lot of the time, and I know that their mom is a boomer, and so I jokingly said, I wish boomers would go extinct. Because, like, it's gonna happen. Okay? Because boomers are, like, one of the biggest reasons this country is going to shit. Like, aside from the everything of this country after, like, the 1700s, it's been shit. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, Twitter. Anyway, I haven't used Twitter in a while, and I just realized, how in the world am I supposed to, like, promote this podcast? Because usually what I do is I post it on Twitter, and then people, like, look at it. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure most of my views are from Twitter, so I'm interested to see what's gonna happen when I don't have a Twitter account. And, like, I do plan to return, it's just I'm taking a very, very long mental health break from Twitter, because something I realized over and over and over again, usually it's when I get suspended, I realized, wow, Twitter's really bad for your mental health, because Twitter's like a cesspool of just the most random shit. Like, you can see the most wholesome shit and the most brutal, disgusting, horrible shit literally on the same screen. And it's so overwhelming sometimes. But on the flip side, Twitter's great because a lot of my friends are on there, and I do miss them a lot. I wish there was another way I could connect with them besides Twitter. I have tried to, like, tell people my Discord and stuff like that, but, like, not everyone uses Discord. And I've tried to give people my Snapchat, but, like, obviously not everyone uses Snapchat. Can we just go on a little tangent here? Why do people think Snapchat is for little kids? Why do people think that? I know plenty of people who are adults that use Snapchat. Snapchat is a great way to give people your contact information while also not giving them your personal phone number. It's foolproof. It's great. If you give someone your Snapchat and they're fucking annoying, all you have to do is block them. But if you give them your phone number, they have your phone number. You know what I mean? And yeah, I know if they have your Snapchat, they have your Snapchat too, and they can just make another account on Snapchat, but, like, it's harder. I don't know. Like, okay, maybe it's not harder, but it's, like, it makes me feel more secure. And as someone who is constantly paranoid that someone is out to get me, it makes me feel more secure. And plus, most of my friends use Snapchat, so that's the app that I use to talk to them. Like, I want to say a good 90% of my friends, I don't have their actual phone numbers. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, like, yeah, Snapchat is not childish, and it's also not just an app where you can send nudes. It's an app where you can send nudes and have really nice conversations with your friends, and I think that's beautiful. Okay, so something that's been kind of frustrating me recently is the lack of toads in my hometown. Let me explain. So, I currently live in a city that is about 30 minutes away from my hometown, and according to my mother, she hasn't seen any toads yet. Normally around this time of year, we would be seeing toads all over the place. The city that I live in doesn't have toads, because I don't think the city could have toads, because in my hometown we live really close to, like, a river, and I don't know, we just have a lot of toads. I've never seen a toad in this city. I have seen tons of squirrels. I love sitting in my car and smoking a totally legal substance while looking at the squirrels. Anyway, I'm a little frustrated because my mother I keep asking her, have you seen any toads? Have you seen any toads? And she's like, nope, I haven't seen any toads. I think it's too warm. I think it's too cold. And it's just like, oh my god, when will the weather allow the toads to just wake up? Because you see, what happens is toads, I'm pretty sure they burrow like under the ground or something, and then they fall asleep. And then they wake up when it's summertime, and then they pop out, and then they hop around. And that's when it's prime toad season. That's when I'm supposed to go look for them and pick them up and pet their little heads. Did you know that toads like it when they're pet? Okay, I don't actually know if they do, but I read online that some toads appear to like to be pet. So if you ever find a toad, pick them up and very gently pet him on the head. And he might like it. And I think that's amazing. Like, imagine if a giant being picked you up and just started petting your head really gently. At first, I'd be a little freaked out, but then I'd be like, damn, you're petting me. That's pretty rad. Where the fuck is this podcast going? I know, I'm just jumping from topic to topic, and I really appreciate you just going with it. I want to talk about tattoos now. Tattoos are cool. I have two of them. One of them is on, like, my upper right arm, like a couple inches below my shoulder, and it's the Breaking Benjamin logo. It says, "It's all right," underneath. "It's All Right" is a lyric from my favorite song by Breaking Benjamin, which is so cold. Highly recommend. And then the other tattoo I have are also song lyrics. My left wrist says, "Darling, you'll be okay." It's from "Hold On Till May" by Pierce the Veil. And I've been trying to lose weight for a while. And the reason why this is related is because my goal for when I get beneath, I think it's like 220 pounds, I plan on getting another tattoo on my right wrist that says at some point it stops. And for those of you wondering, I've been losing weight for a while, and my highest ever was 255 pounds. Ew, I know, right? Anyway, now I'm at like 233-ish. So, yeah, my goal under when I get underneath 220 is to get another tattoo. And that tattoo, like I said, is going to say, "At some point it stops." And that quote is from my girlfriend Maddie's favorite album, or one of her favorite albums. It's called "Just Got Back from the Discomfort, We're All Right" by The Brave Little Abacus. It's a very indie album, and the album features audio samples from Malcolm in the Middle, and at the very end of the album, you hear Malcolm say, "At some point it stops." And then the album just ends right there. It gives me goosebumps every single time. Highly recommend listening to it if you're into that kind of indie, like, fucked up music type of thing. Because honestly, that's kind of what it is. It's like, it's fast paced, it's unpredictable, it's fucked up. His voice is not good. People describe the man's singing voice as a mixture between Mandark from Dexter's Laboratory and SpongeBob SquarePants. It's a mess, and it's beautiful. Anyway, I'm gonna get that shit tattooed on my body. Why? Because I got "Darling, You'll Be Okay" as like, it was like a tattoo to remind me that, hey, bruh, you're gonna be fine. I got it, I'm pretty sure, yeah, I did. I got it before top surgery, and it was supposed to be, like, a reminder every day, like, hey, it's gonna suck, but someday, darling, you're gonna be okay. And then my plan was to get, at some point it stops after I got top surgery. However, I got top surgery in November of 2020. That was a while ago. Yeah, now I've basically turned it into a weight loss goal. So, yeah. And, yeah, I personally, I think it's better if I wait until I'm a little bit lighter to get the tattoos. Because something I'm a little bit concerned about. Because I'm going from 255, my goal is, like, 180. And the reason why I chose 180 is because I wanted to be far enough away from 200 so that if I did gain some of it back, I wouldn't be back in the 200s. Ultimately, my goal is to stay away from the 200 mark because I'm only 5'4", and while I am built like a tank, there's no reason for me to be this heavy. Like, I've struggled with my weight my entire life, and that's something I plan on going in more depth into another podcast where I'm not tipsy. But anyway, yeah, so once I get this tattoo, once I get this weight lost, I plan to get this tattoo, and it's supposed to remind me that, hey, you've been through some shit, but you conquered. It hurt, and it took a while, and it was painful, but, like, bitch, you're strong as fuck. That's what my tattoos mean to me, and that's why they're so important. That's why I hold them to such high regard, because they both mean something to me. And this third one is gonna be confirmation of that. Like, at some point, the pain and the suffering and the struggle, it does stop. Eventually, you just have to keep pushing through. That's basically the message I'm trying to convey to myself with the art on my body. I love tattoos, man. Like, they're so fucking cool. I especially love tattoos that have, like, meaning to them, which is my goal with mine, obviously. Anyway, I honestly don't really have much else to update people on. My life has been pretty boring as of late. I really do apologize for not posting more often. I know I say that pretty much every episode, but rest assured that I do have plans for this podcast. Like, I really do enjoy making them, and it's a thing that I really want to continue doing, even if it is just a really small, like, not very many people listen to it, and that's fine, like, but despite that, I still want to make stuff, even if it's for a really tiny audience, you know what I mean? So yeah, I do have ideas and stuff lined up. It's just a matter of having the time and the energy and the mental space for researching and writing and recording and editing all of the stuff. Like, off-the-cuff rambles like this are super easy because I can edit as I'm recording each segment, so it's super easy. But, like, actually researching and writing and writing certain kinds of stuff, like, that's more up my alley. I do like writing things, and yeah, I'm just talking in circles at this point. A major problem I have is just I don't have the time or the energy to do the things that I enjoy doing, but something I've been trying to do is prioritizing time where I can do the things I enjoy doing. So hopefully I'll be able to do that a little more often. I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you for, you know, giving me a chance. Those of you who have listened to most of my episodes, like, I really do appreciate it, and it makes me feel really happy. So yeah, I'm gonna stop talking now. I hope you have a great day, a great night whenever you're listening to this, and yeah, I'll see you next time. Goodbye.